Let us go before the Lord today as we open our hearts to his word and gain understanding. Lord, we ask that you be with us. Bless those who hear this message, God. May they receive it with the love and care that it's meant. Lord, as I share the things that you have taught me, God, I ask those who see and hear this message is able to receive. We ask that you be with us and guide us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's review the effects of sin as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, many of us know what sin is and how it's defined by God. But these days we keep trying to redefine sin because of its effect on our lives in our relationship with God and others. We may think we can redefine sin, but we cannot redefine the effects of sin. See, what comes from sin will continue no matter what we call it. God knows us and he knows our spirit and he knows what's inside of us. And we'll experience this effect in our lives and those we love if we choose to continue in sin, no matter what name we give it. So we live in a dangerous time. We're fulfilling God's word, both the good and the bad. We must remember the warnings given to us. We cannot call evil good and good evil. We cannot put darkness for light and light for darkness. We cannot call bitter sweet and sweet bitter. We must see sin for what it is. See, the question we may ask is, why is sin so bad? See, Jesus gave us the answer to this question. He says that when we see a person who continues in sin, we become a slave to sin. A slave has no permanent place in the family. And if we want to be part of the family of God, then sin cannot be our master. Christ Jesus said, if we did not come and he did not speak about sin to us, then we would not be guilty of sin. But he did come, and we have heard, so there is no excuse for us who continue in sin. So if Christ did not come and show us miracles and wonders from God, we would not be guilty of sin. But we have heard, and we've been told about the miracles Christ did, and he's still doing today. So there are many reasons why sin is so bad for us. For one, sin creates in us bad thoughts and bad behavior and bad actions that must be forgiven, that requires repentance. Even after we've given ourselves to Christ Jesus, he wiped away all our sins. See, sin is still working in us and we have to put it to death. It creates darkness in our hearts. It makes us full of bitterness and it keeps us captive. And this is why God in his word talks about sin, tells us that we need to put it to death inside of us. See, all the sin that we did before we came to Christ Jesus, God wiped away. There's no condemnation in those who come to Christ. But Christ wants to address the sin that we continue in. That which continues to live inside of us, Christ says, you need to learn how to put this to death. See, there are those who sin because they live apart from God. And then there's those who sin though they have received Christ Jesus. We cannot get free from sin and become a person of righteousness just because we hear God's word. We become a person of righteousness because we obey God's word and it turns us from sin. Go with me to Romans chapter 2, verses 12, 13. So we cannot call sin good. We cannot think that we can help ourselves or save anyone by watering down sin while we preach and teach God's word. See, that's not the point. That's not going to save the person for you and I to water down the word or try to ignore the scriptures or call something else. See, it's still sin, and the effects of that sin is still at work in that person. You and I must be truthful. We must use the power of God's word to help someone overcome sin, to help ourselves overcome sin. We can't call good evil and evil good. We got to call sin for what it is. Romans chapter 2, verses 12 to 13 says, all who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. But it's not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who have been declared righteous. See, we who want to be a child of God, who wants to be blessed, we want to receive the free gift God has offered us, we cannot live a life for sin. See, if we live for sin, then there are only judgment to come. See, if we do away with sin, then we can receive the gift that brings justification, that brings the kindness and passion of God and the forgiveness of God in our lives. See, we have to know all bad outcomes that come from us being a sinful person, from us living a life of sin. See, the only way we know sin is if it's based on God's word. You and I got to see that sin is defined by God. It is not something you and I can shape and form or redefine. Sin is defined by God. And it wouldn't be sin if it didn't come from God. So we would not know just how bad sin was unless God's word tell us what sin is. Like coveting, unless we come to believe in God's word, we wouldn't know that it was bad to covet. So you have to see sin for what it is and allow sin to reign in our bodies, obeying its sinful desires. We cannot offer our bodies to sin as an instrument of wickedness. We must offer ourselves to God as one who have been brought from death to life. We must turn from sin and offer our body to God as an instrument of righteousness. We cannot act as if sin has no damaging effect on our salvation. Sin has an effect on our lives. You and I got to recognize sin. We got to recognize its effect on our lives and what it does to our families, what it does to those we come in contact with, what it does to our churches, what it does to us in our faith. Sin is bad because it eats away of our faith. The more we sin, the more we doubt God's word, the more we doubt who Christ Jesus is, the more we doubt the power of God able to work in our lives because we experience the effects of sin in our lives. It creates doubt and wavering faith in us. Sin would have us living our lives without faith because everything that does not come from faith is sin, God says. Sin is bad, I'm telling you, Lord help us. Because of our bad desires, it gives birth to sin. And then when sin is become full grown, it gives birth to death. You and I, there's an effect of sin you and I have to recognize. We can't just carry on as if sin has no effect in our lives. It has a so many different effects in our lives that's causing us problems today as Christians. See, sin has a powerful effect in us regarding greed and lying and sexual immorality and murder and stealing and selfishness and falsehood and slander, hate and anger, and many more. There's so many effects that these sins cause in our lives. It causes us trouble. It makes us unfaithful. It makes us unworthy to follow God's word. We can't handle it. It offends us because of the effects of sin in our lives. When sin is allowed to reign in us, it grows in us. If we don't ask the Lord for help to put it to death, it will lead to death. Sin is bad. Lord help us. Even the slightest hint of sin can cause great damage in our salvation. We have to examine ourselves, be truthful with ourselves, and compare ourselves to God's word to understand, are we sinning? Lord, I don't want any effect of sin in my life, God. I don't want to be unworthy. I don't want to have a sense of hopelessness. I don't want to feel like I'm just disobedient to you all the time, God. I want to feel, Lord, that I'm walking in the light of Christ Jesus. Can I show the slightest hint of favoritism? Because it's sinful. We cannot be lawbreakers of God's word because it is sinful and its effect will cause us trouble in our walk with God. I'm telling you, sin is bad, and if we accept sin, how can we faithfully serve God? Sin has a hold on us. We don't want to let it go. Our eyes will be full of adultery. We'll never stop sinning, God says. See, we're seduced by those who are unstable. They become experts in greed. See, sin causes us to leave the straight path and wonder and follow its simple ways. See, sin has an effect on our lives. It has an effect on our walk and how we talk and what we do in Christ Jesus. See, sin will give us this ungrateful, unthankful person. We don't know how to forgive anybody because, see, sin is still our master, and the effects of sin is still causing our heart to be bad. Sin is bad. We must see sin for what it is. Have you ever wanted something so bad? Wanted to do something so bad that you could not see it for what it really was? That is the way sin is. It gets us to desire things that we know is not good for us. It brings us pleasure we think is good for us, but it's wrong. We know it's wrong. We know it's not good for us. We know we shouldn't be doing it, but we love is the effects of sin. We love what sin gives us. See, sin is bad. I'm telling you, it's bad. It's bad. There's no other way to say it. The effects of sin was part of a conversation Job was having with his friends. Job declared his righteousness, and his friends were saying that all the things happened to Job was because of sin and its effects on Job's life. See, the question is if someone sinned, how does it affect that person? And if someone commits many sins, what does that do to a person and their family and their life? And if a person is righteous, how does righteousness change a person to God? See, we need to know this answer. We need to know the effects of sin. This is the conversation you and I need to have. And understand how sin affects our lives and our relationship with God. See, the conversation came up when the Apostle Paul, when he spoke to the Romans. Paul said, when a person offers themselves up to something, they become a slave to that which they obey. And if we offer ourselves up to sin, then we become a slave to sin. And we experience the effects of disobedience that leads to death. We got to see the problem with the effects of sin in our lives and what it causes trouble in our lives. It's important that we're able to recognize sin as sin. That we recognize the effects of sin that leads to death. See, when we recognize sin in us, then we can take our sins to Christ in truth, so he's able to wipe them away, to help us put it to death, so we'll be able to do away with all that's bad in us. We'll do away with sin because we'll start doing good and living our lives in Christ Jesus. See, another effect of sin is the confusion that it causes in a person that gives himself to Christ, because, see, lies continue, and there's falsehood, and though we're Christian, we gave ourselves to God, but Lord help us, the sin in us, the lies in us, the falsehood that still comes out of us, it has an effect on our lives and those around us. See, when we're unspiritual, sin reigned in our lives, so there was no confession. There was no confusion. We lived sin, and everybody knew we lied. Everybody knew we was a sinful person. Nobody was confused about that. See, but once we accepted Christ Jesus and there was sin in us, that made life very confusing because sin was still alive in us, though we gave ourselves to Christ. See, we don't understand why we do what we do, though we love the Lord. We have to understand the effects of sin. You and I, as God teaches us in his word, we have to put sin to death. We have to recognize the effects of sin that is in our lives as Christians. See, Paul says there was a war going on in the members of his body. Raging war against God's word that was in his mind. It made him a prisoner of sin that was at work in his body. See, Christ came so our mind and body could be set free. See, the effects of sin can be very strong, working to destroy that which was received when we first came to Christ Jesus. Sin has a way of working against our spirit, working against our body to keep us weak. Christ died so those who are weak can be made strong. And we must be mindful of our sin so we don't make others weak by destroying them with our so-called knowledge about God when we still got problems in ourselves because we don't do what we with the very words that we speak to others. See, when we do this kind of thing, when we teach others things that we are not overcoming in ourselves, we're sinning against Christ, the word of God says. We have to remember, our sin kept us separated from God. We need Christ so our sins are no longer condemns us. We're without hope, without God because of the effects of sin. And then Christ Jesus gave us hope. Lord, thank you, Jesus. See, if we don't want to experience the effects of sin and be liberated from its effects, then we must receive the word of God into our mind, into our hearts. If we keep on sinning, we'll face Christ's judgment. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 to 27. So you must be aware of the effects of sin that leads to disobedience, that leads to confusion, because we're still a liar. We still got a lot of falsehood. We still deceive people. See, the effects of sin is very hard on people who thought we was a Christian. We confuse everybody. See, sin, its effects, it creates a weakness in us. We're not able to stand. We're not able to be faithful. We're not able to hold on. It leads to death. You have to understand the effects of sin and its working in a Christian body. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 to 27 says, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we receive the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sin is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment of the raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. See, sin has a way of tricking a believer who is new in Christ Jesus, whose faith remains weak, by enticing us with pleasure. But we must do as Moses, who refused to be part of those who carried out sin in the sight of God. He chose to be mistreated rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin, which is very short. See, we have to see sin for what it is. We have to see the effects of sin and throw off everything that hinders us. Throw off every sin that so easily entangles us. We must run and persevere the race that the Lord has marked out for us. We cannot allow sin to be destructive in its effects and bring us down. We cannot live our lives as Christians in darkness, being weakened by sin because we refuse to recognize and confess our sins. We cannot claim that we are following Christ Jesus, keep allowing the effects of sin to destroy the truth in us. We must walk in the light, and so the blood of Christ Jesus purifies us from all sin. We cannot go around claiming and declaring that we're without sin, deceiving ourselves and others. We must confess our sin. The Lord is faithful. He forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness. We have to recognize sin as sin and pray to God so through Christ Jesus we have life in him. We must see that all wrongdoing is sin. It has an effect on us and those we love. And Christ paid the price so we can be free from sin, to live free. We cannot desire the pleasures of sin that gives life into our spirit. We're a child of God. We have to let sin go. We have to let sin die in us. We don't have to live as Christians being a slave to sin. We don't need the pleasure of sin to live an enjoyable life. Christ died for sin once and for all, for the righteous and unrighteous, to bring us to God. Christ paid the price so sin can have no effect on our lives. See, blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered up. Blessed are the person whose sins the Lord never counts. Now that we're giving ourselves to God, we can no longer live for the effects of sin. We live for the benefits we receive from following Christ Jesus that leads to holiness and eternal life with God. Go with me to Romans chapter 6, verses 22. See, sin has a hold on us. The effects of sin can have a hold on us. We've been set free from sinful desires. You and I got to walk the way God has called us. We got to walk in the path that God has put us on. We can't allow sin and its effects to keep us down, to drag us down. Romans chapter 6, verses 22 says, but now that you've been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. See, Christ reconciled us to God. Who had no sin became sin for us, so in him we might become righteousness of God. We have to let sin go and grab hold of Jesus and never let go. We cannot allow sin to be our master. We cannot remain a slave to sin. We must endure and not grow weary and not lose heart. Sin is a struggle. It's not easy to get free from desires and pleasures. We must resist and we must overcome sin. We must say no to sin and all its effects with many things and its benefits, and thinking that we're going to have pleasure and things are going to go well for us. We can't desire the benefits of sin. We must overcome lawlessness, that, the sin that inspires us to carry out rude behavior, that break every law, that don't hold to the truth. We must remember that Christ Jesus appeared so sin can be taken away. No one who loves him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin knows God. We cannot desire the effects of sin, the pleasures of sin, the greed of sin, the passion that sin generates in us. See, sin has a way of sticking to us. And the effects of sin is something you and I got to work with. It's very damaging. The effects of sin are very tough in our lives, and we got to realize that it has an effect on us. Disobedience has an effect on us. It's a sin, and it's an effect of sin. We become a disobedient person. We don't hold to the truth. See, sin causes confusion. Some days we're telling the truth. Some days we're not telling the truth. We're not holding to that which is of God. Some day we live like a Christian. Some way we don't. We're causing confusion when we allow sin and it affects the hold on us. And pleasure, the effects of pleasures. One day we do so good, but the next day we fall. We get into things we shouldn't get into. We put our hands on things we shouldn't. Just simply because of the effects of pleasure. See, the effects of lawlessness, just breaking the law, we defile ourselves in many ways. Sin has an effect on our lives. It makes us unfaithful. We're hopeless. We get separated from God. So you want to see the effects of sin in your life? Look at your family. Look at your children. Look how sin and it affects, creates separation in the family. It creates separation from God. It makes us feel unworthy. And as it says in God's word, the effects of sin brings judgment. And that effect would then bring death. And you and I got to understand that we got to understand sin and the effects of sin on our lives, because it's keeping us down as Christians. It's causing trouble in our lives because we're just trying to cover up sin. See, you and I, we instead of taking our sin to God, we try to cover up our sin as if it's not there. Or we try to call sin something else. See, but no matter how you call it, no matter how you define it, sin is sin. And its effects is working in our lives. If nobody can't see it, God sees it. And you and I feel it. See, when sin is still alive, no matter what we call it, it causes disobedience in us. It causes confusion in us and our families, because sin is still alive in us. Its effect is still well in our lives. It's working through the members of our body. It's working through the members of our mind. The effect of sin is still alive in us because we haven't put it to death. See, life has a way of exposing it. Lord makes everything that is hidden known. All the effects of sin is going to come through it. And you and I got to see the effects of sin is still raging in us. Because we don't put sin to death. We have to recognize sin is sin. And be truthful about it and take it to the cross and ask the Lord for help to overcome sin. To put it to death. Sin must become dead in us. It cannot be our master. Otherwise, we remain a slave to it. And Christ said, whatever you are a slave to, that's who you're going to obey. So it's important for us to understand sin and understand the effects of sin in our life. And we need to pay attention and examine ourselves and understand the things we do. The way we still behave because of the effects of sin in our life, because we're still carrying out sin that we should have been put to death. And to overcome sin, we have to trust and believe in the Lord. We know anyone born of God does not continue to sin, because the one who has been born of God keeps that person safe. The evil one has no, cannot harm him. He has no effect on him. We know we are children of God, and the whole world is under the control of the devil. We must overcome so those who are lost, those who are weak, can be made strong in Christ Jesus, because you and I have put to death the sin. They don't see the effects of sin in our lives. See, we'll stop confusing people about what we know and what we think we know, and we don't walk in the very things that we preach and teach. See they'll see the true nature of us. We'll be like Paul. See, Paul was a person who has sin like all of us does, but he was truthful about his sin. He was willing to share his sin so he can understand, look, the sin in me is right beside me, and I see the effects of sin in my life, but glory to God that Christ Jesus comes along and he helps me overcome. He helps me put to death sin so those effects of sin is no longer in my body. It's no longer in my mind, and I can be faithful to God. I can be made strong in Christ Jesus. Praise God. We recognize our sins and we're aware of its effects. See, God is faithful. He will help us. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus appears so you and I can get free from sin and live our lives in him so we can endure. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not telling you sin is easy to overcome. The Lord has done the hard work. We have to be able to recognize sin as sin and take it to the Lord and confess. He who is faithful will never leave us. He will never forsake us. We must be truthful about our sins and his effects on our lives and those we love. We have not overcome to the point of death. We must endure this thing. God has made a way for you and I to put down sin. But we can't love his pleasures. We can't love the benefit of sin. We must say no to sin. We must turn away from sinful desires and pleasures. See, that which is life has been given it. We must accept it and turn away from all the sinful things in this world that you and I love to do, that we used to do in our life. We can no longer do them. We must put down the old self and take up the new self that knows nothing about the benefits of sin, nothing about the pleasures of sin. Seek nothing that is sinful. Don't seek that thing that you think makes you happy. Don't seek the benefit of sin. You put your hand to the plow and you walk and you follow Jesus. You don't look back. You and I don't take our hand off the plow to take one pleasure of sin. We don't want to look back and try to benefit through sin. You and I can't touch. We cannot handle it anymore. See, we can't have it anymore because it has an effect on our lives. It has an effect on our salvation. We must avoid sin and its effects, at least to death. We must give ourselves away to Christ Jesus. We must give ourselves away to God the Father. Lord, help us today. We're struggling, God, because we define sin and we redefine sin and we think we're not sinning. But Lord, the effects of sin, that hopelessness, Lord, that separation we're feeling, that unworthiness we see, the defilements that we feel in our body, God, that pleasure, God, that Lord, and that disobedience, all of those effects, it's just raining in our bodies. God, help us, Lord Jesus. Call sin, sin. And then bring it to you, Lord. Help us to overcome our sins, God. Help us to get back up, Lord, and continue to work. You give us more grace, Lord. You give us more grace so we can overcome and put the death sin in our lives so the effects of sin is not in our lives. We don't desire its benefits, God. We desire wholeness and eternal life with you, John. Lord, help us today. Guide us and keep us, God. Let sin have no effect in our lives, God. Bless those who hear this message, God. May they be truthful about their sins and the effects that it have on their lives and those who are around them, their loved ones. God, help them overcome. Help us overcome. In Jesus' name, amen.